WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We've heard interviews from our archives today with Joe Mantegna and Larry Fishburne, two stars of the new film Searching for Bobby Fischer. A lot of people are saying this film will be August's big sleeper. It was made by a first-time director, Steve Zaillian, who wrote Awakenings and The Falcon and the Snowman. Film critic Stephen Schiff says sleepers these days are packaged and marketed as cynically as blockbusters.
By any normal standard, this is a pretty good movie. Thoughtful, cleverly told, moving, well-acted, and with enough directorial finesse to mark Steve Zaillian as someone to watch. So, is it just the old curmudgeon in me that kept saying, oh, come off it? Searching for Bobby Fischer is based on an amiable book by a journalist named Fred Waitzkin, who's played by Joe Mantegna in the film. Waitzkin's son Josh is 16 now, and the highest-ranking chess player of his age in the United States. But Searching for Bobby Fischer is the story of Josh at age 7, about how he discovered chess among the hustlers who play it in New York's Washington Square Park, and how he quickly turned out to be a chess prodigy. In the movie, Josh is played by a touching and expressive little actor named Max Pomerantz, who is himself a chess whiz. And the story's mostly about how Josh is buffeted by all the influences working on him. By his dad, who gets too caught up in wanting his kid to win. By his chess teacher, played by Ben Kingsley. And by Vinny, played by Lawrence Fishburne. He's a chess hustler who takes Josh under his wing. The movie works like a sports picture. The underdog who turns out to be a phenom, who rises to great heights and then clutches and slumps because the urge to win at any cost has cut into his humanity. Dad has to stop pushing so hard, and the austere Ben Kingsley character has to step out of the way so that Josh can rediscover his love for the game again. He has to, you know, embrace life. He's been forbidden from playing with Vinny, but as any seasoned moviegoer knows, white middle-class types often need black underclass types in order to learn how to, you know, embrace life. So Josh goes back to the park, and Vinny coaches him through a game.
You're playing not to lose, Josh. You've got to risk losing. You've got to risk everything. You've got to go to the edge of defeat. That's where you want to be, boy. On the edge of defeat.
But
what? Play.
Never play the board, always the man. You got to play the man playing the board. Play me. I'm your opponent. You have to beat me, not the board. Beat me.
You're not who I play.
You're playing me now. Come on, beat me.
Move. Better. Better. All right. Better, yes. Come on, move. Good, yeah. All right. Better. Good, move.
If it all sounds very Chariots of Fire, you've got the picture. One of the movie's most effective devices is the way it shows formidable grown-ups like Joe Mantegna, Lawrence Fishburne, and Ben Kingsley, all of whom give terrific performances, treating Josh with enormous respect, even though he's a little kid with a messy room and a lot of toys and a passion for baseball. Except, after a while, you may start to notice that the Josh we're watching isn't really a little kid at all. He's a grown-up with little kid trappings, infinitely wiser and more dignified than the adults around him. Could the real Josh ever have been such a controlled and mannerly little saint? Of course not. Read the book and Josh the human emerges, and he's much more interesting. The movie betrays its subject by taming it to death. It turns Josh into an idealized child who teaches the grown-ups how to be as mature as he is. And along the way, the whole enterprise picks up an awful, sanctimonious glow. Searching for Bobby Fischer isn't a bad movie, but it's a slick, phony one. What could have been interesting and quirky has been turned into that dull thing, a Hollywood sleeper.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.